Section 108A. August 17th, 1835, the quorums of the church met in general assembly to take under consideration the labors of a committee to arrange the items of the doctrine of Jesus Christ for the government of the church. This section 108A constitutes the minutes of that assembly, which set up another committee to present this work to the assembly. In a later session on that same day, the compilation of the revelations to date, with other material to be published in the Book of Doctrine and Covenants, was presented to the assembly and adopted in the manner described. The assembly being duly organized, and after transacting certain business of the church, proceeded to appoint a committee to arrange the items of doctrine of Jesus Christ for the government of his church of the Latter-day Saints, which church was organized and commenced its rise on the 6th day of April, 1830. These items are to be taken from the Bible, Book of Mormon, and the Revelations, which have been given to said church up to this date, or shall be until such arrangement is made. Elder Samuel H. Smith, for the assembly, moved that presiding elders Joseph Smith, Jr., Oliver Cowdery, Sidney Rigdon, and Frederick G. Williams compose said committee. The nomination was seconded by Elder Hiram Smith, whereupon it received the unanimous vote of the assembly. Signed, Oliver Cowdery, Orson Hyde, clerks. Wherefore, Presidents Oliver Cowdery and Sidney Rigdon proceeded and organized the High Council of the Church at Kirtland, and Presidents W.W. Phelps and J. Whitmer proceeded and organized the High Council of the Church in Missouri. Bishop Newell K. Whitney proceeded and organized his counselors of the church at Kirtland, and acting Bishop John Correll organized the counselors of the church in Missouri. And also Presidents Leonard Rich, Levi W. Hancock, Sylvester Smith, and Lyman Sherman organized the Council of the 70. And also Elder John Gould, acting president, organized the traveling elders. And also Ira Ames, acting president, organized the priests. And also Erastus Babbitt, acting president, organized the teachers. And also William Burgess, acting president, organized the deacons. And also Thomas Gates, assisted by John Young, William Cowdery, Andrew H. Aldrich, Job S. Lewis, and Oliver Higley, as presidents of the day, organized the whole assembly. Elder Levi W. Hancock appointed chorister. A hymn was then sung, and the services of the day opened by the prayer of President O. Cowdery, and the solemnities of eternity rested upon the audience. Another hymn was sung. After transacting some business for the church, the audience adjourned for 1 hour. Afternoon. After a hymn was sung, President Cowdery arose and introduced the Book of Doctrine and Covenants of the Church of the Latter-day Saints in behalf of the committee. He was followed by President Rigdon, who explained the manner by which they intended to obtain the voice of the assembly for or against said book. The other two committee, named above, were absent. According to said arrangement, W.W. Phelps bore record that the book presented to the assembly was true. President John Whitmer also arose and testified that it was true. Elder John Smith, taking the lead of the High Council in Kirtland, bore record that the revelations in said book were true, and that the lectures were judiciously arranged and compiled, and were profitable for doctrine. Whereupon the High Council of Kirtland accepted them and acknowledged them as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. Elder Levi Jackman, taking the lead of the High Council of the Church of Missouri, bore testimony that the revelations in said book were true, and the said High Council of Missouri accepted and acknowledged them as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. President W.W. Phelps then read the written testimony of the 12 as follows. The testimony of the witnesses to the Book of the Lord's Commandments, which he gave to his church through Joseph Smith, Jr., who was appointed by the voice of the church for this purpose. We therefore feel willing to bear testimony to all the world of mankind, to every creature upon the face of all the earth and upon the islands of the sea, that the Lord has borne record to our souls through the Holy Ghost shed forth upon us, that these commandments were given by inspiration of God and are profitable for all men and are verily true. We give this testimony unto the world, the Lord being our helper, and it is through the grace of God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, that we are permitted to have this privilege of bearing this testimony unto the world, in the which we rejoice exceedingly, praying the Lord always that the children of men may be profited thereby. Elder Leonard Rich bore record of the truth of the book, and the Council of the 70 accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. Bishop N.K. Whitney bore record of the truth of the book, and with his counselors accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. Acting Bishop John Carrill bore record of the truth of the book, and with his counselors accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. Acting President John Gould gave his testimony in favor of the book, and with the traveling elders accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. Ira Ames, acting president of the priests, gave his testimony in favor of the book, and with the priests accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. Erastus Babbitt, acting president of the teachers, gave his testimony in favor of the book, and they accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. William Burgess, acting president of the deacons, bore record of the truth of the book, and they accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. The venerable President Thomas Gates then bore record of the truth of the book, and with his 5 silver-headed assistants and the whole congregation, accepted and acknowledged it as the doctrine and covenants of their faith by a unanimous vote. The several authorities and the General Assembly, by a unanimous vote, accepted of the labors of the committee. President W.W. Phelps then read an article on marriage, which was accepted and adopted, and ordered to be printed in said book by a unanimous vote. President O. Cowdery then read an article on governments and laws in general, which was accepted and adopted, and ordered to be printed in said book by a unanimous vote. A hymn was then sung. President S. Rigdon returned thanks, after which the assembly was blessed by the presidency with uplifted hands and dismissed. Thomas Burdick, Warren Parrish, Sylvester Smith, clerks.